Welcome to the Old Farmer's Almanac Garden Musing Podcast titled The Sorcerer's Violet, written by George and Becky Low Miller. 1,000 years ago, the sorcerer's violet was shrouded in superstition. English herbalists believed that the trailing evergreen ground cover could be gathered only on the 1st, 9th, 11th, or 13th day of the moon by a person cleansed of all impurities. Those who carried the plant believed that they were protected from the devil and safe from the bites of rabid dogs and venomous serpents. The Scots named this powerful plant Joy of the Ground. They believed that marital bliss would be ensured if the leaves were ground to a powder and taken at meals in a freshly picked house leek that contained worms. We have a hunch that a lot of Scottish couples endured unhappy marriages rather than brave the cure. Joy of the Ground was a fitting name for this plant, Vinca minor, that we now call myrtle, periwinkle, or just vinca. Its long stems are covered with small, bright green oval leaves that darken with the season, sometimes taking on a bronze tone under the winter sun. Dainty lavender blue or white flowers appear for several weeks early in the spring and sporadically all season. Myrtle is among the hardiest of evergreen ground covers, hardy to zone 4 and growing as far north as Canada. It can be invasive in certain areas. It absolutely prospers in dappled sunlight, but will also grow in full sun and even in dense shade. Use it instead of mulch under trees and shrubs to control weeds, or plant it in difficult-to-mow areas. Myrtle's tenacious root system makes it an ideal choice for controlling erosion on steep banks. Spring and early fall are considered the best times to plant myrtle. Prepare the ground by tilling in a 1-inch layer of peat moss or compost and an application of complete 5-10-5 fertilizer to a depth of 6 inches. Space the young plants or divisions about 8 inches apart. When you are finished, soak the entire planting and mulch the area lightly with pine needles or bark. Water and weed the planted area frequently during its first season. Soon, new shoots will spread out and root into the spaces between the plants, spreading joy all over the ground.